It all started at a recent Joint Legislative Budget Commission meeting when the budget panel heard a funding request from Florida Department of Corrections Secretary Ken Tucker to contract with two private management companies.
The following health care providers were selected: Corizon Incorporated for health care services in Regions 1, 2, and 3, and Wexford Health Care Services for Region 4. Our budget amendment request is to move $57,535,005 into the department's inmate health services category.
Tucker says spending money to start privatizing the state's prison health care services will save taxpayers millions of dollars. That's a story he pitched to 10 lawmakers on the budget panel Wednesday. But not everyone is buying it, like Senate Democratic leader Nan Rich. She says the legislature as a whole should be making the decision, not a small fraction of the legislative body. Rich adds it goes beyond the scope of what the Legislative Budget Commission is supposed to do, which led to a disagreement between herself and Senate Budget Chief J.D. Alexander, the panel's chairman.
The court, as far as I understand, said that it's just moot because the proviso has expired. So it leaves me believing that we really don't have the authority to do this, that this is actually going beyond the role of the mission of the LBC.
Senator, you're welcome to your opinion. I don't share it.
The issue of whether it's legal for the panel to take up the funding request is just one question many opponents of the privatization effort have brought up repeatedly. But Republican Senator Joe Negron insists they're wrong.
Having reviewed this, to me it's clear that the LBC does have the legal authority to approve this budget amendment. It's based on statutes that have been in place for many years.
But now it seems the whole issue is heading to court. A union is now suing the state after the legislative panel approved the funding request in a 6-4 decision. The union, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, filed the suit Friday and has also filed multiple challenges against the state on the issue of private prison health care. Union spokesman Doug Martin says he wishes lawmakers would wait until the legal matters are settled and the legislature can take up the matter again. And during his plea to lawmakers, he made that same argument, adding the budget panel should also think of its negative impact on taxpayers.
Please have the highest duty, the fiduciary duty, in mind and not just say, well, it's not our money. I know that you take these matters very, very seriously, and so please come back. And after these questions can be answered and the policy matters sorted out.
Martin claims privatizing prison health care will not save the state money, and it could also cost state workers their jobs. Martin represents thousands who will soon be out of a job, and Chris Snow's union represents the rest. He's with the Florida Nurses Association, one of the unions which has also sued the state before on this issue.
We have 850-plus members of our association who will basically lose their job upon implementation of this privatization. They may be offered a job with the private firm, but most likely at a lower salary with much lower benefits.
But Senate Budget Chief J.D. Alexander says he thinks privatizing is good for Florida. As for the employees, he says the Department of Corrections has already said at least 98% of them could find a job with the private companies.
I think the vast majority, if not virtually all, will have employment offered to them by the private providers, that it's an opportunity to provide more efficient and effective services to those inmates and help to save money.
The department hopes to privatize the state's inmate health care services by January. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.